A landlord group is suing the city of Seattle. The suit targets a law that caps move-in fees and allows renters to pay their deposit in installments over several months. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
If you're a renter in Seattle, you're familiar with the cost of moving into a new place. Security deposits, sometimes coupled with pet fees and paying last month's rent up front, can get expensive. And that can become a barrier for some people to access housing. Tenant rights groups say Seattle's law helps combat that. Sochi Makovich is with the Washington Community Action Network. She says she's disappointed with the landlord's lawsuit because she thinks the legislation is a good compromise.
It allows landlords to get the security deposits that they need, and it also allows people to actually be able to access housing because these high costs are spread out over time.
In their lawsuit, the Rental Housing Association of Washington claims the city's ordinance amounts to rent control and is illegal. Sean Flynn is president of the association and a landlord. He argues it also puts undue burden on small operations because not getting deposits up front means some landlords take on more risk. And to compensate, Flynn says, they're raising rents or even selling their properties.
That's bad news for the city because small landlords provide the only organic affordability that's left in the city.
Flynn says this is just one of many ordinances targeting landlords. Another landlord group filed a suit against the city in March. It targeted a different tenant rights law. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.